It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Hello, everyone, and welcome in to another edition of Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD for February 5th. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and we have a chance to talk with all your Wadena Deer Creek head coaches, along with Wadena Deer Creek head dance coach Maddie Johnson. That's coming up after the break here on KWAD. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we are joined with Wadena Deer Creek head dance coach Maddie Johnson. And coach, just talk a little bit about how your season's been going. You guys got a big weekend here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This season has been really, really tremendous in every way, shape, and form. Both our varsity and our JV team have just excelled, broken every single record they've ever had. Our JV team placed second at a competition. They got third at another one, and it was just the outstanding results and support from the community and the team has been so, so great to see throughout the entire season. And then, again, watching our scores each competition just going up, going in that right direction is so, so wonderful. And then this weekend is our section tournament, which is actually here in Wadena, right on our home ground, so we're really excited, pretty fired up to host that. And it's just a varsity competition to see who qualifies for state, and we've got Jazz and High Kick, a whole bunch of teams coming, a whole bunch of communities coming right here to our front door to compete.
And just talk a little bit, for those who don't know, just you mentioned a little bit of the category of the competitions that are involved here at this section meet, but just talk a little bit more about it. How many teams are going to be there? What does it take for a person to qualify for state? Just let us know a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely. So how I try to explain it to the girls is, like, the state is broken up into different parts, sections. Depending on how many teams are competing statewide, it could be four sections, it could be six, etc. Just kind of depends on how many schools have a dance program. And then from your section, it's broken up into conferences, which is basically the teams surrounding you. So for us, that's us, Bagley, Frazee, Pelican Rapids, DGF, etc. But at sections, our conference and all of the conferences around us come together, and this year we have 11 teams in Jazz and High Kick, and these 11 teams all compete. The top three that place in High Kick and the top three that place in Jazz will go on to the state tournament down at the Target Center for a total of 12 teams that qualify statewide in single A, which is us, for both Jazz and High Kick.
All right, and I guess, just with that, just how do you feel like your team has been preparing, and how does your team feel heading into section play?
Sure. So the last 2 or 3 weeks have been like a crunch time for us. We've been picking apart every piece of our dance, ground up, all of the things, really trying to prepare the best that we can for this sections tournament. We have worked tirelessly. The last 2 weeks have been no joke. And finally, just over the past few days, running through our routines, doing all of the things, looking at everything, I kind of just had an aha. It all clicked. Everything has fallen into place, kind of a moment. And I heard this from one of my captains yesterday, actually. She said, you know, the past 2 days, I've been happier at dance than I ever have before. It's like everything just came together. We're a family now. The routine started to click. I could tell that the energy was there, and we were finally kind of reaching that point that we've been seeking out the entire season. So I feel very prepared. I think on behalf of the team, they feel very prepared. We're pretty fired up and excited to be able to see, you know, all of our hard work come together and see if we can break yet again another record of how we did last season and just keep that momentum moving forward.
And without spoiling too much, give away as much as you want to, but just talk a little bit about your team's routines, and just kind of, if you want, just explain what all it entails.
Sure. So I think it's safe now to be able to kind of spoil our themes a little bit. Throughout the season, I've definitely had the parents and the girls keep it on a major hush-hush because, you know, it's like revealing your playbook to another team in football. So our high kick theme this year is based on Mulan, very near and dear movie to my heart. The storyline, I love the overall thing that it presents, you know, strong women banding together, all of that kind of thing. So we've been working really hard on portraying that message throughout the dance, throughout the routine. So that's for high kick. And then for jazz, a song called Don't Let Me Go. It's kind of about that story of passing along, losing a loved one, and kind of what happens to everyone that's left living and grieving and how that process looks. So it's a lot deeper, a little bit darker of a song, but definitely we've been working on how to portray that message and really sell our routine because we get scored again in that as well. So.
And another question here for you, Coach. Just talk about your seniors this year and how much that they've meant and just how much it's going to mean for them. If it is their final performance, just how cool it is to get to do it on their home floor. But just talk about your seniors.
Sure. So, it's going to be hard to even talk about them without getting a little bit choked up. This week has been such a high and low point for me, and I think for them as well. You're so excited and so happy with how the season has gone. You're excited for sections. The nostalgia is there. But at the same time, it's like it's kind of a heartbreaking, bittersweet experience because this could be the end. This could be it. At our practices, when we're doing our ab workouts, our kick drills, all of the things, I keep saying to them, you know, soak it in. This might be your last. You know, you might not miss it tomorrow or a week from now, but in a year from now, in 2 years from now, you will miss these moments. And this group of seniors, I have nothing but wonderful things to say about. They've been so supportive of me as a new coach to this program and a new person in this community. I could not have done so many of the things that we've done this season without them. They've really risen above and come with every challenge that we've had this season. They've, you know, faced it head on and just been a driving force this whole season. And I just hope they know how proud that I am of them, that their parents, the community, their team, everyone is so proud of them in their corner and dancing at their home gym for their final performance, if that's what Saturday is. I hope that they just soak in every single moment and just really remember that in the years to come when they look back.
All right, and last question for you here, Coach. Just this is, correct me if I'm wrong, your first season here with the program, being the head coach, and just talk about how fun of an experience that's been for you.
Sure, yep, you are correct. It is my first season as a head coach, first season in this program, first season in this community. And once again, I don't have anything but positive feedback for how it's been. I've learned a lot. It's been a learning curve throughout the season, you know, getting to know the girls, the program, the school. But I'm so fired up for what is to come. And I am definitely not done. As long as the team and the parents and the school wants me to continue, then I will definitely take that challenge and continue, hopefully taking the team just to one level higher every single year. But really, coaching has been everything I could have hoped for and more, and the support I've received is just, it's humbling.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head dance coach Maddie Johnson. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us ahead of your section meet, and good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Again, getting ready to compete or are competing or whatever right now as we speak is the Wadena Deer Creek dance team and a bunch of other teams as well at the section meet here in town. So that's really cool to see. Well, we have a lot more conversations with some Wolverines head coaches coming up after the break here on Wolverines Weekly on KWAD. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, where we are joined with Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach Brad Wallum. And coach, just talk a little bit about how last week has been for you guys.
It's been a good stretch of practice. We've had this past week off here, which has been really good, just to kind of ail the bodies of any ailments before this postseason competition. We have conference wrestling tournament in Sabika on Saturday the 5th.
And, you know, with that coming up with conferences, just talk about, you know, how just kind of for those who maybe aren't as connected in the wrestling world, how big is conferences?
So conference really has no implication as far as the team portion for the postseason. But, of course, you get great matchups, which come, you know, important for seeding purposes for the individual portion of the tournament. And our Park Region Conference is probably tougher than the Section 6A that we are in as a team, because our Park Region Conference is a lot of our 6A section teams, including a couple Section 8A teams and even some Section 7A teams. So it's a pretty diverse tournament, good competition, so the kids are going to have some really great matches on Saturday.
And just talk a little bit about that, just how, you know, obviously it's towards the end of the season, but just how good of an opportunity it is to get this tune-up, to go against some people, like you said, that are either going to face, that they could potentially face down the road, or at least just people who are just some of the best in the area.
Yeah, so there's, with this conference tournament, it kind of, it's a good time, you know, all month since January 15th, kids have been starting to drop down weight classes or kind of move around. You know, see where they have the best opportunities to advance to the state tournament. So the conference tournament is a good time to kind of see, okay, if I drop down to this weight class and wrestle so-and-so, how could I fare? You know, you kind of almost wrestle a tournament on paper before you actually wrestle a tournament. It gets to be a mind game, but it's something you don't want to, you know, get swept up in, you know, wrestling. It's just all about wrestling. Shouldn't matter who the opponent is. But, of course, there's always a little bit of research that goes into play, too.
And how just excited is your team feeling and you guys as a coaching staff going into this conference tournament?
You know, really good. You know, we're going to be low on numbers. You know, we're going to have five or six kids in a 14 out of 14 weights. You know, so it's not, the box scores aren't going to look great, but I would say of the kids we have participating, they're going to do well. You know, placing in the conference is going to be a big deal. It'll be a bigger deal than placing in any other tournament because of the competition that we're ready to face. But I would say the kids are ready. You know, they're excited. Just like I said on the show last week, none of the kids have backed down from opponents. We've had guys bumping up weight classes, going down weight classes, just to seek out competition. They're not running away just to go get a forfeit. They are stepping up to the plate, and, you know, they want to see what they're made of.
And, you know, just talk about a couple of those wrestlers who you feel like are really hitting their stride going into this weekend.
You know, last week I talked about Eli Benning has been kind of hitting his stride. There's a lot of JV kids, too. You know, they haven't had a lot of varsity experience, but in the JV aspect, they've had a lot of matches this year. And, you know, they don't really get in the spotlight too much just because it's, you know, a lot of ragtag jamboree type stuff. But eighth graders like a Tori Pinilla, Jaden Kenny, you know, they're kind of like silent kids that are growing into their roles. You know, they've had fantastic seasons. They've done a little bit of varsity here and there when asked to. But, you know, JV-wise at practice, they are just busting their tails, working hard, stuff like that. So that's exciting to see. And then, of course, I got to give a shout-out to Madeline Gallant and Chloe Weary. They'll both be wrestling in an all-girls tournament in Pine Island on Saturday the 5th. There's going to be about 100 girls from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa at that tournament. It's one of the first of its kind.
And just if you kind of can just touch on that a little bit, just kind of on women's wrestling, not something that a lot of people think of. Maybe people remember seeing a girl in wrestling every once in a while or maybe in elementary. But is just kind of talk a little bit about that. Is that something that's building momentum here in Minnesota?
Yeah, in Minnesota, it's, you know, it's the fastest growing sport, you know, and that's because it's new. Just like trap shooting was a big growing sport a couple years ago. But girls could always wrestle. You know, but there was just not enough numbers for them to have their own, you know, their own separate season and weight classes and stuff like that. But now as the interest has, you know, really picked up over the last decade, the high school league sanctioned, has now has a sanctioned event for the girls. And so Chloe and Madeline are able to actually go and have their own section tournament against other girls in the state and advance to the state tournament at the Excel Center. It'll be run at the same time as the boys' tournament, so it's kind of two tournaments going on in one, but it's a really exciting deal. We've had female wrestlers here at WDC before. In 2019, we had Belle Snyder graduated and Michaela Malone graduated in 2021. I think it was last year. Yep, last year. And, you know, and it was unfortunate because they were just stuck wrestling boys all year. And not that at the end of the world, they actually fared quite well. But when they're able to get, you know, against other females that are physically, you know, same size, same strength, Belle and Michaela did wonderful. So that's just kind of the history of it in a short piece.
All right. It's just interesting seeing how different sports kind of rise up, different sports come to popularity. It's really interesting that one is coming up and really kind of cool. So Brad Wallum, head wrestling coach here at Wadena Deer Creek, giving an update on his team before the conference tournament this weekend as well. Thanks for joining the program, Brad, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, take care.
Big meet for the Wolverines here today is, again, like Coach Wollum just said, in that conference meet, and just crazy how far the season has come along already. Well, we're moving from the mat to the rink as we now check in with the Wadena Deer Creek boys hockey team. Next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we are talking with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods. And Coach, just talk about how it's been for your team the last week.
Well, it's kind of up and down. You know, we had one game where we played really well and another one we struggled last night. But, you know, all in all, it's been good. It's been a good year. And just unfortunately, last night was a tough one for us.
Yeah, and obviously running into a really good team in Detroit Lakes, and obviously the score didn't go the way you guys wanted it to. But just talk about the ability to play against a really good hockey team and just kind of see how you stack up against them.
Well, yeah, and I think that's part of it. And I think the tough part is that it just, you know, we know they're a good team. We were okay with, we just wanted to compete with them. There's always a chance to beat them, but even if we didn't, we wanted to be in the game, and just things really just did not go our way. We just couldn't get a break, and unfortunately it's tough when it's at your home building and a lot of fans there, and you have a team that's had a good year, and it's just kind of stinks to see that happen, but it's not for lack of effort. You know, we're so proud of our kids for working hard and giving their best effort.
But you did go 1-1 on the week still. You played Morris Benson area on Monday. You came out with a win there. Just talk about what you've liked out of your team this week.
Well, that's been fun to see. You know, that was an important one. We really, coming into seeding is not too far away, and that basically was to give us home ice. You know, we would be kind of looking at a 3 or 4 seed, and had we beat them earlier in the year and had we lost, it might have been a possibility of a, you know, 4 or 5 seed and being away. So it was definitely an important game. Our kids stepped up and came to play and took care of business.
Yeah, and now, you know, like you said, the season's already winding down here so far. You guys got 2 more games left on the schedule. Just talk about how far your team has come this season from way back in middle of November. Just talk about where they've come to now.
Well, and I think that's what's impressive. I think what's hard is you get a game like last night. It's easy to be a critic. It's easy. You know, I told our kids in the locker room, I said, it's hard to go out there with pride. You're down 9-0 after 2 periods in front of your home crowd, but this is where you get some good life lessons. You go out there and you wear your jersey proud that, you know, a lot of other people would like to be wearing. And again, you know, we told them, you watch a Vikings game and everybody's a critic, you know, and it's very easy to do that. And he said, you just have to keep believing in yourselves and believing in what we're doing. And some games are going to go that way. So these are good character games where, what do? You know, you go out there and you work hard, and we went out and played the third period and the shots were even. So I think that says a lot about our team. They could have just kind of laid down and caved in, and they didn't, and they stayed positive with each other on the bench. You know, sometimes they're dealing with outside things that aren't always as easy. Again, when you have, you know, people are going to be there, and again, when they're not seeing practice on a daily basis, probably look at a game like that. I know I, as a parent, maybe not being a coach, would kind of go, what in the world are they doing? But we all know as coaches and players, some nights go that way. It's not for lack of effort. You know, we talk to our kids about, as coaches, that how important it is to see them succeed and have a good experience, and how much time we put into game film and game prep and everything else, and just remind them that, you know, things don't always go your way. So what do you do in tough situations, and how do you respond? What kind of character do you have, and what kind of pride do you have for your program? And credit to our kids, they at least finished strong there, and that's something that I think came from a whole season of having some ups and downs and learning how to battle through them.
Yeah, and like you said, just trying to battle through them, trying to work till the end here. End of the season, do you guys feel, you know, obviously last night is what it was, but just kind of looking at your team as a whole, do you feel like you're playing your best hockey at the towards the end of the season, or do you feel like there's one or two things you just need to tighten up to get to that point?
Well, I think we need to tighten up on our defensive end. Yeah, that's not been as great as we'd like, and that's specifically what we worked on before that game and, you know, some different defensive coverage things. But, again, one game doesn't dictate that. I do think that's critical coming into playoffs, is that you've got to be very good not giving up goals, and that's as a whole team. That's not a goal of your defenseman or one forward. That's your whole team. And I think all in all, we're playing well. It's just we've had a tough stretch. You know, we went through a four-game losing streak, and two of those we weren't feeling well. Two of them were two top 10 teams in the state, and then we just played that team again last night. So I think if you look at the picture as a whole, we're playing well, we're getting back to being healthy, and you're going to give up some goals to good teams. We play those teams on purpose. We could definitely have, you know, 20 wins right now if we wanted to play teams that we knew we could beat every night. But I think, you know, we're trying to stay the course and play tough teams and keep our kids positive and know that, you know, you've got to play well and keep pucks out of your net as a, you know, a six-man unit out there, and that's the only way to win in the playoffs.
And last question for you here, Coach. Again, have this Saturday game here on the schedule at Red Lake Falls. Just talk about what you guys need to do to get a win in that one.
Well, that's kind of the same thing. I mean, that's a really good opponent. I think they're 12-4 or 14-4, something like that. They've got a couple of the leading scorers in the state. They're not as deep as some of the teams we've seen, but we had a great game with them at home. It was 5-4. You know, we've got to do the same. We've got to make sure we're getting some pucks in the net. We got to be trying to shut down their top line as best we can. And I told our kids that a couple of years ago, we had the same thing. We went over to Fergus Falls and got beat pretty bad, and it was kind of tough on our pride. But we got on the bus the next morning and went up and had a nice win. So I think it's just trying to flip the switch and move forward.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach, it's Scott Woods. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join in on the program. Best of luck, and by the time we talk to you, you guys will be getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's gone fast. Thank you very much.
Again, crazy to see as we talk to Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods that regular season's almost over. Have the game today, and then they have a game Monday, and then it's done. It's time for the Section 6A playoffs, and we'll have the conversations with them next week as they get ready for that as well. But we have more coaches to talk to here on the program. After the break, we will have a conversation with Wadena Deer Creek head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg, along with head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressip. That's coming up after the break here on Wolverines Weekly on KWAD. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined with Wadena Deer Creek head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. And coach, just talk about how the last week has been for your team. Kind of had a couple big events happen over the week.
Yeah, hey CJ, good to be back. We played a couple of good games over the last week, I suppose, since I talked to you. Last Friday we went over to Bertha, and Bertha, you know, they really shocked us. They shot about 50% from the field, and it just seemed like for stretches they couldn't miss. You know, where we were, it was the matchup we had had early in the year, and we beat them, I don't know, whatever it was, by 30 points or so. And I think it was one of those situations where, you know, kind of what Burst has been in the past, where we've been able to kind of just be there and have taken care of business. And you can definitely tell in the guys' eyes at halftime that, you know, oh, shoot, like the way these guys are shooting, like you can't take anybody for granted. And we kind of got after them and made some changes. And Bertha continued, though, even the second half, making big shots. And fortunately, we were able to make some big plays down the stretch. A lot of big minutes from some of our guys and big shots made at the end, and we were able to sneak out of there with a win. You know, Bertha, playing in Bertha, we were talking to some of our assistants who, you know, when I was in Wadena, we'd play Bertha once a year and sometimes be in Bertha or at home. And Coach Brock Pollard, being from Sabika, he's talked about playing in Bertha, and we all just got to agree that it's never an easy place. Don't know why, don't know what it is, but never an easy place to go into their house and get a win. So we were fortunate to come out with a victory last Friday there. And this Monday we had to travel to Pelican Rapids, and Pelican, very, very good team. They were sitting at 12-4 or 11-4, something like that, right before we played them. And we were right there. We battled a great game against Pelican. We were up at halftime. And then just as the game kind of wore on, we kind of wore down, and they made some shots at the end that we were unable to make those shots. But the nice thing about that game was not only did we play with confidence and guys were playing to their ability, but Pelican's also one of those teams that if we look at the standings right now, if the season ended today, we'd be going to Pelican first round. So it was a big confidence booster for our guys, too, just knowing, hey, if we end up having to go, even though we're the 12th seed in our section, going to Pelican, I mean, this is a team that we can compete with, we can play with. So gave our guys a lot of confidence just as we continue to move through the season.
And you mentioned that potentially you're setting up a playoff matchup with Pelican Rapids. And I know coaches, you know, when you talk to them and they say, you know, when we meet throughout the year, we don't really look at it. But, I mean, it's a little bit different, though, when you play a team as close to the playoffs as you are, though, right? Because it's kind of end of the season. Teams are kind of what they are. If you guys play Pelican Rapids again or a team like that, you got to kind of use that and say we feel pretty good, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're, almost a month out from the playoffs. And like you kind of said, there's not a lot that they're going to do to change and not a lot that we're really going to be changing. Teams are kind of how they are. And especially when you get to playoff basketball, you know, the teams that want it more and they work harder and give more effort are typically the teams that win. But at the same time, when you got two teams that go at it like we did on Monday, a lot of it, too, depends on the way the ball bounces. You know, if you get some of those lucky breaks and some contested shots or and ones go in for you and they don't for the other team, or loose balls come your way, a lot of those intangibles that just could happen throughout a game they're a big deal. But I definitely think there's a huge confidence boost for our guys going into Pelican on a Monday, playing well, almost coming away with a win, knowing that that's a place we might go back to.
And, you know, also, just, you know, like we've talked about the last couple of weeks, you kind of said you want your guys to get a little bit more consistent, kind of want them to just straighten a couple of things out. And just how do you think that they've responded in the last couple of weeks? Do you think that they've risen to the challenge?
Yeah, I think if we look as a team, I mean, obviously there's some things that we don't like and we're not, happy with, where some inconsistencies where we play like a New York Mills team really tough defensively. And then we go and play Bertha, who is not, you know, in the same offensive caliber as Mills is, and we kind of have a lapse in our defense, and they're able to get shots they want and make shots that they want. And then we go play a tough Pelican team, and we're able to, you know, hold them to 15 points or whatever it was in the first half, where some of those inconsistencies should still show up, but hopefully that's what we can get taken care of. But on the offensive end, guys are consistently, you know, we're not getting guys standing around as much as we used to. Guys are getting more and more confident scoring the basketball. One guy in particular is Peyton Church, who I think the last two games he's been over the 20-point mark, where he's just been kind of in a different zone. And it's not necessarily just him shooting the ball. He's been extremely aggressive. In Monday in Pelican, I think he got to the line and shot 7 or 8 free throws, where he's a very, very quality free throw shooter, and we need him to stay aggressive and get to the line. But earlier in the season, we weren't seeing that from him. We were seeing him being kind of more timid and tentative and not wanting to, you know, kind of go in with the big fellas, where Pelican's got some big, big, strong dudes, and he wasn't afraid of any of them. So it's good to see some of that. Some other guys, Peyton Ronisvet, has always been Mr. Consistent for us. Teshi Lohr starting to get his shot down. So we're getting a lot of guys that are kind of starting to feel their groove or catch their groove here on offense, and hopefully that can transition us into some wins here in February.
And you mentioned one of those names there, Peyton Ronisvet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this week he surpassed the 1,000-point mark.
Yeah, big night and a big weight off Peyton's shoulders Monday evening, I guess. He needed, at Bertha, he needed 20 points to get to 1,000. Bertha played him tough and held him to only 9 points, I believe. And then in against Pelican, so he needed 11 to get to the 1,000-point mark. And I think within the first, 2 minutes, he had 2 threes. We're like, all right, let's go. But he didn't end up actually going over his 11-point mark or getting that 1,000th point until later in the second half. But talking to him a little bit afterwards, he said, yeah, I'm kind of relieved that's done with. So I don't have to even think about it or worry about it anymore. But so huge accomplishment for him. We've talked a lot about Peyton Ronisvet. I know all of his coaches have, just how much of a joy and a great person and a competitor and athlete that he is. And another record that he surpassed that night was
He became the Wadena Deer Creek boys basketball all-time leading rebounder, too, for his career. The previous mark was set at, like, I think it was 681, and he needed, like, two rebounds to get that on Monday, and he ended up with, I think, 12. So he's got that record, and that record's stood since 1991. So I'm guessing Mr. Peyton Rondas is going to have that for quite a while.
And what does that say, last question for you here, Coach, but what does that say about a player that not only can he surpass 1,000 career points, but also at the same, in literally the same game he does that, he also sets the career mark for rebounds in Wolverines history. Just what does it say about a player who can do just multiple things like that?
Yeah, Peyton's one of those kids, ever since he was a freshman, when he started playing varsity minutes for us, the one thing, if we asked him, what is the one thing you like to do, the one thing that you think you can help us do, and his answer was always, I can rebound. I can rebound. I can go get it, whatever. Where now that since that freshman year and him growing into, a bigger, stronger, mature body, he's taken that same mentality that he wants to rebound. He wants to go get those boards for the team. Where rebounding is definitely an effort and a mentality. You know, not everybody has that mentality and that effort level of wanting to go bump around with people and go get rebounds. There's a lot of guys, if you watch games, that you either have that mentality and you see them bumping and bruising, or you see the guys that kind of stay back and hope for a lucky tip to fall their way that they can grab. Where Peyton, he's just been not afraid of anybody ever since he was a freshman. So that's huge. I mean, that's one thing we've talked this year as coaches that, you know, hey, next year we'll still have, you know, a lot of guys that can score the ball, defend, do all those things. But the one big thing that we're going to miss is Rhonda said averaging almost 10 points or 10 rebounds a game, where we're going to have to find some guys that turn into that role throughout the summer, because he's going to be tough to replace, not only scoring the basketball, but definitely rebounding the basketball.
Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek Wolverines head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. Coach, thanks so much for joining in on the program, and we'll chat at you again next week.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
There you go. That's Wadena Deer Creek Wolverines head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg talking a little bit about his team and about a couple milestones set there for his senior guard in Peyton Rondas Vet. Well, we have another conversation here with another basketball coach. Let's check in on the Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball team. Next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we are talking with Wadena Deer Creek head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressup. And coach, just talk a little bit about how your team's been doing here this past week.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing okay. Last week was a tough week, like we talked about. You know, went 0-3 against three tough teams, Pelican, New York Mills, and Perham. And we only had one game this week. We played on Monday night against Bertha Hewitt. And I thought we came out and played with a lot of energy and played with high spirits. And we moved the ball, shared the ball. And we finally had a night where we shot the ball well, especially from outside. I think we hit eight threes, I think it was, on the night. And that was a good game to get everybody in and get everybody feeling good about what they're doing, and just good overall team win.
And, you know, the phrase get right win is kind of thrown around in some of those where it's like it's just a game where everybody kind of does their thing, everybody plays well, you win, and then you kind of just get that confidence back. Do you see it as kind of one of those get right games?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And it came at the right time, especially after last week. We're kind of, you know, 0-3, kind of down in the dumps, you know. Haven't had a win in a while, and so just to get that win and get everybody enjoying the game again and get everybody in and having fun with it is huge, and it's definitely good to see some success, and it's definitely good for the confidence.
And, you know, one of the big things, you really can't talk about Monday night's game without talking about just the go gray for Gary Knight and just everything you guys did kind of leading the charge with the girls basketball team and the school. Just for those who don't know, just talk a little bit about how Monday went.
Yeah, Monday was an unbelievable night, you know, rallying together for Gary Packer and Madison and the rest of the Packer family, of course. Just the response from both schools, both communities, surrounding communities. There was New York Mills girls basketball team, and their AD was there, and Henning, I think, was there. There was just so many. There's just so much support from everybody involved. You know, from school employees were helping out with the different fundraisers, and just to see everybody come together and to see, you know, the whole gym in gray and have a packed crowd, and kind of a buzz throughout the building was really, really special and really unbelievable. And it goes to show, you know, how big of hearts people have in this community. We have a lot of people that are willing to help out. And, you know, Norm got his auction going, and there's just, and we had a chili feed, you know, basketball parents and stuff. We're getting that going. And really, you know, above all else, it was our girls basketball players themselves who really spearheaded everything from the start. Last week they mentioned it and they said, yep, we got these ideas. We can do this fundraiser, this, and we can get these people, we can do some socks. And, you know, so they are really the ones that, you know, took charge. And I was all for it. We were all for it as a program, as a town, and went along with it, chipped in when we could. And for something like that to happen within a few days is really special, you know, especially with the Packers being such a wonderful family, not only to the girls basketball program, but the community in general.
And, you know, Coach, just if you can, just talk about how this all kind of came together. I mean, it kind of was a, you know, something that came together on a whim and turned out to be a great event. So kind of how did just this get started for this idea?
Yeah. Yep. So, so last week we heard the news, about Gary and how his treatments weren't, you know, they weren't improving things. And so they had to transition him to hospice care. And so we kind of got together as a team. I asked, you know, some of our players, let's do something and, let's figure out something we can do for the Packer family. And they came to me right away the next day. Hey, could we do a Gray for Gary night? And, you know, I was all for it. And they already had all these ideas, these, you know, the different fundraisers they had in mind. And, you know, I was all for it. I backed them and they, you know, like I said, they spearheaded everything and organized, you know, most of it. And then as we kind of went along and word got out, more and more people just stepped up and said they could help in different ways. Norm set up Mr. Gallant, he set out an auction full of great items for everybody, for the family. And that was an extensive thing. So he put that together in a couple days. The donors, you know, they stepped up and they said, yep, we'll do this and we'll donate, you know, without question. And so, yeah, it was started last week and, you know, kind of had that plan, got the word out, and then, everybody just kind of chipped in and, it was an amazing night for Gary and the Packer family.
And I think at last check, you guys, the school was able to raraise over $14,500, and I think that number probably is going up. I know when we put that number out there on the station page that a lot of people said that they wanted to donate too. So, I mean, just to see that generosity, to see it from your girls' team, just how important and just kind of that, I mean, it just goes sports are about life lessons and all that kind of stuff, and it's fun to say, but, I mean, this is putting it to practice, and just how great is it to be a part of that?
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible event and the whole planning of it and everything. And, you know, for these kids, Madison is an incredible, Madison Packer is an incredible student athlete here, here at Wadena. And she is involved in so many things and she's such a great friend to her teammates and to everybody alike. And so it was really just great to see her teammates just backing her up and being there to support her, you know, throughout this very difficult time and this difficult process. And for something like this, you know, to happen as sad and devastating as it is, it is a little bittersweet that, you know, we could all rally together and show Madison and the Packer family that that we all have their back.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressip. Only one game this week, but still a lot of stuff that you guys did here in the last few days here. So great job there throughout the week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, CJ. Appreciate it.
Talking there with Wadena Deer Creek head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressip. And again, only one game this week, but still had a lot going on when they did the Go Gray for Gary night on Monday. A lot of money was raised to help out the Packer family, and it was just really great to see. And I think the best part of all to me in this story, well, one is just the community coming together, but the biggest part is just that it was led by the players and that this girls basketball team wanted to do something to help out, and they took charge and had everybody get behind them in the Wadena Deer Creek community. And that's great to see, and that's what sports are. Sports are a great unifier, and that's why we love doing it right here on KWAD, and that's why we love talking to all these coaches here as well. That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.